we now have the ability through all kinds of devices and electronics to craft the messages that are inbound into our lives such that we only hear one point of view, and we only hear one point of view with one type of attitude. You can actually craft your entire world based on that one inbound input. That's a dangerous place to be, especially if the Word of God is not your core input, right? I mean, how many of us spend more time watching the news than we do reading the scriptures and hearing from the Holy Spirit? Now, I'm not saying don't be informed. I'm not saying go put your head in the sand or disconnect and live off the grid. But I am saying that the main input into our lives ought to be the Holy Spirit speaking to us through the Word of God. I think a number of Christians are caught up in the emotion and the negativity and the fear-mongering that is going on here in this campaign. I wish it wasn't that way, but I tell you, at church and at other locations where I talk to Christians about the election, I hear very similar things that I hear from people who don't have much faith at all. Christians should not be afraid of the outcome of the election, whether it's the presidential election, the Senate, the House, local races, or politics in general. And the reason for that is because of the sovereignty of God. And I really like Wayne Grudem's chapter on the sovereignty of God in his systematic theology. He presents it in such a way that the sovereignty of God is something that we can rest in. It is something that we can hide within, because we know that God is always acting in accordance with his character, which is good, it's righteous, it's just, and those kinds of things. And so when we submit ourselves to the sovereignty of God, we don't need to necessarily be afraid of who is elected. Whoever gets elected this fall is ordained by God. We need to respect them, but we should not fear them, nor should we fear the outcome of what's going on. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. But then what did he say? He said, take heart.
I've overcome the world.
I have overcome the world. Now, either he's a lunatic saying I've overcome the world, or he really is God incarnate. And that is something that Christians should rest in. I would like to see the Christian evangelical community walk in faith and boldness and rather than fear when it comes to these elections. The more tumultuous our society becomes and the more difficult our economy becomes, the greater the opportunity for ministry.
Yes.
And so the church, and the church includes all the Christian businesses, should be on the lookout for how can we spread the gospel and how can we serve people as our society continues to decline and continues to become more tumultuous.